This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis and Miss Robin Ellis here today.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm awake.
I see. Conscious, at least, anyway.
Conscious.
Yeah, I don't know about awake, but conscious.
Actually, I woke up better than you this morning.
Yeah, you did. You did. So, yeah. Long day yesterday. And the day before in the rain and the snow and all that stuff, that was a long day, too. But, you know, a lot of windshield time last couple weeks, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. New magazine came out, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. It's online. Looks really good. Got Charles Rodney, our rabbit hunting buddy, on the cover.
I love the cover.
Yeah, that's a good picture. I mean, it. You know, he pulled that rabbit up out of the briars. We were hunting with the Sisterhood of the Outdoors. Carol Sherrington had organized a rabbit hunt, and Tom Slavin, Upper Bay Gun Club, was along, and Charles brought his dogs, and We ran a bunch of rabbits. I think everybody got a rabbit that was there. There were three or four young ladies, and Charles and Tom and I and Carol's husband, Joel. And Charles chased this one. he dives in the brush. I mean, he's got the chaps on and the vest and everything else, and he dives right in there. And the dogs brought this rabbit around. Charles made a nice shot on it, and it just turned out to be a great picture. So I'm very tickled with that. I might have that picture framed, actually.
I like it.
I think I will. So
I didn't know there was so much to rabbit hunting.
You didn't.
I'm learning.
You are learning. Yeah, we got a call from Ken Brown. Do you remember the name of his book?
I have it. Yeah. Into the Rabbit Hole, I think.
No, that's Alice in Wonderland.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
But I got a call from Ken Brown yesterday. He just finished his book on rabbit hunting memories, and we talked about people we've hunted with and dogs and that type of thing. And he talked about the history of beagling here in the U.S. Coming from England, the different strains of beagles and so forth.
I had no idea.
Yeah, we did. So anyway, excuse me, rabbits on the cover, and today's first day of goose season, by the way. Did you know that, Robin?
You told me that this morning.
Yeah, the Atlantic population of Canada geese, a population in jeopardy, as we have talked many times. 50-day season this year with its today through the 23rd. Duck season came in last Saturday, also on Youth Day. So that was, what?
I got it. Born to beagle.
40
years of running with the beagle pack.
40 years of running with the beagle pack. Yeah, you can get it on Amazon. Yep, so. But anyway, it is waterfowl season. A lot of talk, of course, in the waterfowl community. You talk to anybody down on the Eastern Shore in Easton, where we live, a lot of people are saying they're not seeing the geese.
I don't think we've seen as many.
There's not as many. I mean, there's some. There's some migratory birds coming in, and but not the big giant groups.
Bless you.
Thank you. I heard them coming in on the front of that storm the other night when I got home. It was, what time did I get up? 7:30. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could hear a pretty good sized flock coming in at, you know, way up.
I just know when I used to take the dogs out, I could hear them all the time, constant. They
all
just
the
kept
time.
Coming.
Yeah.
And I don't hear that anymore.
Yeah. No, they're not coming like they used to. And of course, there's been not that bad of weather early in the, you know, to drive them south. So that storm the other day, that came the wrong way to really drive any geese in here. But I'm seeing a lot of pairs. I'm seeing, you know, if you see 6, 10, 15 geese, 18 geese, there's a lot of pairs bunched up coming in. So I'm guessing they're paired up coming down from the nesting grounds in the Arctic Circle. So But it all opens today, so anybody headed out there this morning listening in your car, feel free to give us a call. Ron has stepped in for Chris today, and he's taking your calls. And our phone number, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. And we will be taking your calls. The muzzleloader season is in full force. Next Saturday is the last Saturday of the month. We won't be giving the muzzleloader away on that day, but we will give it away the first Saturday of December. So the first Saturday of December will be important because you can get in the final day of the November contest and the first day of the December contest. So,
is it really that quick?
Yes.
Good grief.
Thanksgiving's Thursday.
I knew that, but Thanksgiving's early this year.
Yes, it is, and so is first day of deer season. Talked to Jacob last night. He seemed to be pretty enthused, didn't he?
Yes, he's really looking forward
to getting
out.
He's really looking forward to getting out in hunting season. He hasn't been out. He's been college boy at University of Maryland Baltimore campus here for the last, during the whenever college, when did go back to college? September?
Huh?
When do kids go to college? September, August, September?
Something
anyway,
like that.
Yeah, anyway, he's working hard, doing well.
My kids are so far out of college, or my kid.
Yeah, I know.
That I don't remember.
Well, it's all right. He's looking for a hunting break. So I was telling about some of the deer tales that I've shared with you folks. And so he's excited about that. So he's coming down next weekend. Well, we will be pre-recorded next weekend for the first day of deer season. Brian Eiler will be here, our deer program manager here in Maryland. And we'll be talking about deer hunting on the first day of deer season. Excuse me. So anyway, waterfowlers, deer hunters, bow hunters, the rut is in swing for on the white-tailed deer. The youth season last week, a little tough out there on Saturday, as windy and nasty as it was.
Yeah, but the kids did good, at least the ones we saw.
Well, some of the kids did really good. Some of the kids did really good. I mean, there's a lot on, online. If you know what sites to look on online, you can see the number of kids out there.
We've got a few on BBS, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Several. Bucks, bears, stags. We've got some really nice deer that were taken in the rut in the past couple of weeks as well. Big non-typical and a big giant typical white-tailed deer from Queen Anne's County.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, big 12-point, 23, 24-inch spread or more. It's pretty spectacular deer. It's gonna compete with the state record. Whitetail. I'm not saying it is or isn't. I'm saying it's going to compete, and we got to put a final score on it after the 60-day drying period. So, any of you whitetail hunters out there that think your deer can make it into the record books, go on bucks-bears-stags.com and look at the minimum sizes for our deer records. And if you'd like to, and kids, there's no minimum on kids. So.
Kids are, it's celebrating the legacy with kids,
passing it down, because, you're only a kid once, and, you only get to hunt as a junior for a few years, and, so if the kids take a nice deer, we'd like to get them in the record book, just to acknowledge the fact that, these young hunters are out there, and you said it's a legacy, it's recruitment, retention, and whatever.
Because hunter numbers are down. We got to keep
hunter
them
numbers
coming.
Are way down.
Got to keep them coming.
Hunter numbers are down, and what happens is when the numbers go down, the licenses aren't sold, and we have funding for wildlife management through the federal government, and it's called the Pittman-Robertson funding, named after the two congressmen who got this done back years ago. There's an excise tax, and I've explained this before. There's a tax that's applied to firearms and ammunition, some archery tackle. Yeah, on the hunting side, on the fishing side, it's called the Wallet Bro Funds, or the Sport Fish Restoration Fund, Wildlife Restoration Fund on the wildlife side. But it's taxes on fishing tackle, motor boat fuel, and some other things. And these are assessed at the manufacturer's level. It's 11% generally. And the manufacturers, the gun manufacturers, the ammunition manufacturers pay that tax to the IRS, to the federal government through the Internal Revenue Service, and then the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Department of the Interior, takes those funds, dedicates those funds, they're dedicated, then they issue them back to the states. And a big part of that number that comes back to the states is based on hunting license and fishing licenses sales. So that's how we get wildlife funding. So when we're not selling licenses, we're not maintaining our hunting population, then wildlife management suffers because the matching funds aren't there as well. So let's talk to Jim in Locust Point. Good morning, Jim. How you doing? Did Ron get you in the contest okay?
I don't know.
Did you give him your phone number?
Yeah, I gave my name and my phone number.
Well, then we're good. So, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just want to report something that happened last week.
Okay.
With my great grandson, he's 10 years old.
Okay.
And he got a 5-point buck.
Ah, good for him.
He's 10 years old.
Yeah.
And they had a picture. They put a picture on the internet or whatever it is. I don't fool with the computer, but it was his grandfather, his father, and him. It was three generations. Had a picture of him holding the deer.
That's awesome.
Were you in the picture, Jim?
No, I wasn't there, sir. I'm going down next week to visit him.
I got it.
For Thanksgiving.
I got it.
But it was all three of them down there.
Oh, well, that's what
I never even thought about me being in it.
Yeah, well, Jim, look, how about we contact you this week, and you can put me in touch with somebody who has access to a computer, and they can send me that picture, and I'll run that picture in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine in the next issue. You like that idea?
I'll have my son, my grandson, call you.
All right.
When can he call you? Next Saturday, you mean?
No, he can call me any time during the week.
I got to get your number.
All right. Well, we'll give it to Ron, and he'll put you back on hold, and he'll give you my number, okay?
Okay, I got to grab my...
Take your time.
Go ahead.
Take your time.
Pencil.
Yep.
Yeah, he's so happy, you know.
Go ahead.
I said he was so happy with it and all, and he called me and all.
Oh, what county?
Cambridge.
Oh, yeah.
Dorchester,
down by us. Yep.
Right.
Was it a whitetail deer?
I guess so, yes, sir.
Okay.
5-point.
Yep. Well, hang on. I'm going to give my phone number to Ron right now. He'll put you on hold and give you my phone number so your grandson can call me, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. I'm going to talk to Ron here for a second. Ron, you want to put him on hold? Got it? Jimmy, still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
You're supposed to be on hold.
Just a minute.
Are you ready, Ron? 410-382-9481. 382-9481. Okay, good. So now Jim has my phone number. We can certainly.
That'll be a great picture. That'll be a great picture.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful picture. Yep. And young girls that are taking some deer. I mean, we've seen a number of young ladies out there that have just knocked it, and it's really cool. You know, some people their first deer. Some people are being mentored into the hunting world, and the girls really are enthusiastic about it. And I like that. I do. So anyway, I was talking about the matching funds. So when the numbers are down, when hunters' numbers go down, we don't get as much money to manage our wildlife. So we don't get enough money from the hunting sale of hunting licenses, and then we don't get the matching funds. So it's a double trouble for wildlife management, you know. So it is what it is. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to call us, we'd love to hear from you. And hey, look, I don't know if Bill got his muzzleloader or not yet. I know what he got. I know what they were sending him. They were sending him a beautiful Optima muzzleloader from the folks at CVA. CVA is supplying our muzzleloaders. And guess what arrived at the house the other day?
Yeah, I know. I had to stay home and sign for it.
Yeah, I know. That's true. No, I ordered because of where I hunt sick of deer, and because we know this little area is called Stag Alley, and because Stag Alley is 190 yards away from the stand where the stags seemed to cross back and forth on this one particular trail. And because I saw that big giant four-point, that big nasty, stinky, snarly four-point that intimidated a six-point in the same area not long ago, in Stag Alley.
Because of all that.
Because of all that, I decided to order a long-range muzzleloader. So I ordered a CVA Acura limited edition, and what makes it a limited edition is that it has a 30-inch barrel. I can shoot 150 grains of Blackhorn 209, but the only thing I didn't like is it didn't have the Blackhorn primer, so I'm gonna have to, or the breech plug. So I'm gonna have to order or just switch it out with one of my other ones. What were you going to say?
I know why it was a limited edition.
Why?
Because it's the last time you're going to buy it without telling me first.
Hey, we have this little thing called the Ring Fund.
I know.
And I haven't purchased a firearm in years.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
I know. So it's.
But I haven't taken any money out of the Ring Fund telling you.
Yeah, I know, but the Ring Fund is building up to a point where I could buy a 7 or 8 muzzleloaders. So stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah, we had come up with this thing where when a gun comes in, so does a piece of jewelry.
And vice versa.
Right. Well, I don't see a piece of jewelry for this.
Oh, gun. I think you're wearing one right there.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. So we're getting texts here now. I wonder who that was. Here's Curtis on Kent Island, and then we'll take our first break. Good morning, Curtis. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Good. Well, glad to hear that. Congratulations.
Good. Now, I just want to talk about, I just happened to turn the radio on, heading down the road to the deer property, and thank God for you, Dave.
Yes.
I got four grandkids, anywhere from 4 to 15.
Right.
And actually, they were all deer hunting last week, except for the four-year-old. He was in there just having a great old time. But last Saturday evening, I had my granddaughter with me and my son.
Right.
And a beautiful 8-pointer come out. It was the first time she ever pulled the trigger and the first time she ever shot.
So you're going to send me a picture?
I will send you a picture.
That is awesome.
Ellis at Ellis Outdoors, and congratulations. What's her name?
Curtis. Her name's Allison Milligan.
Okay, and your name is Curtis. Well, Curtis, that's wonderful, man. I'm glad to hear that.
We love to hear that.
Yeah, we like those great stories.
Yeah, the kids love to be in the duck line also. It's, you know, before they were even hunting, so... It's awesome to get the kids out, and it's all about them now.
What are you going to do about the Canada geese this year?
I don't know. We were I got a chance to go this morning, and I opted out just to go down and get the deer property ready for next weekend.
Ah, got it. Yeah.
But and then according to the farmer up there, he ain't seen a whole lot, so
right.
I said I'm going to head down the road.
It's quiet, no question. All right. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. So, well, I'd like to get a goose report from the folks out there, what they're seeing, you know, where they're, you know, just a county, a general area. You don't have to tell me the address or give me a GPS.
Yeah, I got word from somebody yesterday on the island that that cold front pushed a boatload of them down, but it's the end of the island we hunt at is. We haven't seen anything yet.
Well, I know. I was hearing them coming in when I got home the other night. I heard them coming, but. And I've seen a few more the last couple of days, but I haven't been traveling the shore that much. I was in southern Maryland, what day? Thursday. And then yesterday we were up to Elkton and in the Baltimore area. And there's not a lot of geese in the Baltimore area.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic, though. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Way too much traffic. Yeah. I went back to the shore, I can tell you.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been over here 30-some years now, and I'll never come back.
I've been 42 over there, and never.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's changing a little bit. It's growing.
No question.
But it's still that different feeling when you cross the bridge.
That's true. All right, Curtis. Email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can get that on. You can get that online, or you can just you know, hit any of the websites or whatever. So, but ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
I'll get that to you as soon as I can.
All right. Thanks, Curtis.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
All right, buddy. See you. Bye bye.
I've been informed you never have enough guns.
I would guess that was your son-in-law?
No.
No? Your daughter?
Nope.
Oh.
It's Chuck on a duck.
Chuck on a duck. Okay, so here's the question. Ron, how many guns does a man need?
How many guns does a man need? That's the question, okay? All right. And by the way, my phone number went out over the air because apparently when I press this button, my mic is still on.
It's not on.
Well, I don't know. My numbers went out over the air for some reason. So, but that's okay. I mean, my phone number's out there everywhere anyway, right? It's on the website. It's in the magazine. So, right?
Yep. I couldn't hear it over the...
You couldn't hear it?
On the...
Well, our buddy Tom the cop said it. I'm going to do that, and then I am going to do Bay Country Bakery, and you're going to do a couple, and then I'm going to do Chesapeake Outdoors, and you're going to do a couple. And so for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Now, Robin, I didn't tell you, but I stopped at Bay Country Baker the other day for a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you.
Nope, you didn't.
In Cambridge, not only serves a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they have some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore, enough for everyone in camp. Get that, you sick of deer hunters and duck hunters? Bay Country Baker. When I'm on Route 50 heading to or from the deer stand or duck blind, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee like I just did. Just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the front highway sign. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, your host.
We stop there.
Huh?
We stop there all the time.
Yes, we do. Your host. They're trained chefs, strive to give you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their bakery. Visit their website. Visit their bakery, yes. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. And be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Diane and her sister stopped there on the way home from Ocean City last week.
Yeah, I heard they were going for...
Robin, you need some commercials, buddy.
So,
if you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Your first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Located on Route 50 East, that's exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island, just after you cross the Bay Bridge, headed east. Or, you know, just before you get onto the bridge, headed west. You know what I'm talking about. Dominion Road, exit 39B. Chesapeake Outdoors has everything for the hunter, everything for the fisherman. Everything for the waterfowler. Waterfowl calls, the largest selection in the area. Decoys, steel shot, gear, camo, banded camouflage clothing for the deer hunter, scent lock apparel. Waterfowl picking services have started. So if you get your geese and ducks, haul them on in there. Doesn't take long for you to get them all breasted out or picked or whatever that might be. And there's a lot of good eating on those geese. Remember, to save the hearts and legs and everything else, it's all good. Costa Del Mar sunglasses, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, Bubba Blade knives, Remington, Chiappa firearms, Thompson Center, CVA muzzle loaders, Raven crossbows, Matthews compound bows, Rambo bikes to get way back in there. It's Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there, Kent Island, 410-604-2500.
When I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him in the church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. But what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, some thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, the squirrel ran up hard, knew his coveralls. And hard leaped to his feet and said, something's got a hold on me. Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church, in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping the pews and shouting.
Hey. All right, let's see. We got Tom in Reisterstown. We got Stan in Catonsville and Jim in Mittel River. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Rob and Alan, how are you today?
Doing great, buddy. What's up?
Same stuff, man. I just called to wish you and Rob and a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, I just texted you because I'm sitting here and I hear you say you're going to put that guy on hold.
Yeah, I know.
Your number.
Yeah,
thinking,
yeah.
Why'd you put him on hold?
Well, there's a secret talk back button here. And when you press that, the microphone to the outside world is supposed to shut off. However, for some reason, it did not today, so it's all good.
Well, you guys have a good one.
Okay, buddy. Thank you very much. All right. You got it, buddy. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Here we go. Thank you. Stan, how are you?
A little bit chilly.
Yeah, it is a little. It is a little.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't believe what I got to go through just to sit on hold here, but it's worth every minute.
I apologize.
No. I understand. I just wanted to reiterate what the young gentleman who just before me said. I want you all to have a warm and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir.
I can't get a hold of y'all. A warm and wonderful Christmas and New Year's. But anyway, I want.
Thank you so much, Stan.
It's my pleasure. I love you guys. I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah. I was supposed to say I wanted to get into the contest again.
Yeah.
Or is it still?
Did you call last week?
No, I've been calling for years.
Did anybody take your number during the month of November?
No, because I don't know my number. I got one of the smartphones. It knows it. It's in there somewhere, but it won't give it to me, so I had to give Mama's number. Just don't call.
Oh, just don't call Mama, huh? All right. We'll announce your...
Anyway.
If we announce your name, you call us. How's that?
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
All right, buddy.
I didn't wake up too well.
I hear you.
I have a cell phone for work, and I don't know the number for it either.
Nope, she doesn't.
The smarter the phones get... You know, I can still remember the first number of the house I grew up in when I was, 4 or 5 years old, but I don't know this one.
I can remember my grandmother's number.
Me too. SP30574.
Windsor 2219.
FAR 73855.
There you go.
Back we still had letters.
Well, everybody's off this weekend. Some of us are out here doing our thing, so.
All right, buddy.
I'm going trucking.
Keep that shiny side up and the greasy side down, buddy.
We're going to try like hell, Mr. Allen. All right, Miss Robin, keep an eye on him.
Oh, always.
See you,
thanks,
buddy.
Stan. Take it easy.
See you, Stan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jim, Middle River.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right. in the new regulations, right, we're only allowed to take $2 and then with a bonus stamp.
That's correct.
You're allowed a third, correct?
That's correct.
Now, if I take one with a bow.
Yes.
And I take one with, you know, shotgun.
Yes.
My bonus stamp, can I use that for muzzleloader?
Yes.
So I'm allowed one in each category.
Well, you're actually allowed more than one in each category.
Well, I'm talking about bucks.
Yeah, yeah. You can actually take two with a bow if you wanted. You just can't take them on the same day.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. And only one in muzzleloader season, and only one in firearms. Yeah, only one in the early muzzleloader season. Let me put it that way. It's a little confusing.
Just because I thought I was only allowed to get three.
You are. That's it.
Okay, so it would be two in the bow.
Well, two.
Not the same day.
Right.
And then
one bonus. I think it's one regular, and then the bonus can be applied to any season you want it to be applied to. And don't forget your antler restrictions.
Right. Three on one side.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I'll look at it again. We'll go over it next week on the first day of deer season. And if I have a minute here during the break and it's top of the hour, I'll look at it again. Okay.
I appreciate it. Like you said, it is a little confusing.
The thing is, you don't have to take your two does, to qualify for your bonus. I just bought mine up front. Not that I'm going to kill three bucks. I can't see that, but you know, I haven't killed $3 in probably 20 years.
Well,
I really haven't. I mean, you know.
I did good this year last week with the bow.
Did you?
I'll tell you what, the rut was like on, and that wind didn't slow them down at all.
Right, good.
Oh, man, they were all over the place. But, you know, it was like around like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, they really started.
In the afternoon, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I keep telling people, you got to stay in the stand all day. So
That's it.
Absolutely. But email me a picture and some details, Jim. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, come out of Montgomery County, but...
Yeah.
I didn't really hear that much shooting going on with the youth hunting.
No, the kids had a tough time. Of course, you know, they get out there, they get cold, you know?
Yeah.
That's what happens, and I get it.
It was a little bit chilly, but, you know, got to get them hand warmers in the pocket.
All right, well, now let me ask you a question on that. If you use hand warmers, where do you put them?
I put them on my gloves, like in my gloves, but I put them on the back of my hands.
Back here.
If I'm sitting, what I'll do, I'll put my palm down, and then I'll put my palm down on the top of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of move them around a little bit.
That makes sense. All right, let me tell you a couple good places to put those, okay? Put them on the inside of your wrist.
On the inside of your wrist.
Inside of your wrist. That way it warms the blood coming and going.
Okay.
Okay.
You know,
you can pull your cuff down over them and keep them in place. Take a rubber band, put them in inside of your wrist, okay? Back of your neck. Back of your neck. And if you want to really stay warm, invest in a kidney belt and put them in the kidney belt.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
The only thing that gets cold on me is my hands and my feet.
Yeah.
And with the rubber, you know, I didn't really wear the heavy ones, but
yeah.
1,000 grain, I put them foot warmers. They show you putting them on the bottom, but
yeah.
I put them on the top.
I got it. You know, makes sense.
And I wiggle my toes around, and comfy and cozy.
Exactly. And if you do happen to wear a bra, don't wear one with an underwire.
Don't put it down your bra with an underwire. You'll end up with a burn.
Unless you got a little transmitter radio, right?
Exactly.
Use them as antennas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, brother.
I appreciate the information. I will be listening.
All right, Jim. Thanks, man.
The contest. I won one time a couple years back. And I used it. I got the one was the battery operated.
Okay.
That was, I'm trying to think what they called that. That was the, now I forgot what it was called.
Don't worry about it. All right, brother. Appreciate it.
Right.
Thanks.
Take it easy.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Where's Cynthia? Cynthia, you there?
Nope.
Can you get me Cynthia, please? Line 3.
Cynthia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. What's going on?
My first cup of coffee.
You did?
And I would like to talk to Robin.
Uh-oh.
You wouldn't mind.
She's here.
I was wondering, when was your first time you shot a deer? How old were you?
I've never shot a deer. I'm more of a fisherman than a hunter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You never shot a deer?
I've never shot a deer.
Oh,
I got no problem with it, nothing. I just never had the opportunity, and now I've got a bad shoulder, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, because if I win this
muscle, if you'd like to make a call,
loader.
Please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up.
Hold on a minute, Cynthia.
Hold on, Cynthia.
Cynthia, could you call back, please? We had a little phone issue here. So give us a call back. I'm sorry. I was enjoying that conversation. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Please call back, Cynthia. Thank you. While you're calling, I'll talk to... Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
Is Bruce ready to go?
Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
We'll try to keep you on the air. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well, thank you.
What's up?
I'd like to talk about this year's bear hunt. I didn't hear any numbers on
it. Oh.
I did get a permit this year.
Okay.
We took two good buddies. We went out to Garrett County.
That's a good place.
We had a team of seven, and the night of the full moon that evening, we did get two bear. But not in my party, though.
Oh, really?
Yes. I just didn't hear on how many total were killed.
135.
Okay.
31 from Allegheny. 2 from Frederick. 93 from Garrett. And 9 from Washington County.
Sounds like a good year.
The average weight, it's not a record, but it's not bad. The average weight is up this year to 163 pounds.
Uh-huh.
64% of the bears were taken on private land. 5,491 hunters applied for a permit. 800 permits were awarded. 2,059 hunters participated.
I've applied for that permit for probably, I guess it was 7 years.
Right.
And I kept buying back into it. And
yep.
And finally got selected.
Yep, got your preference point. Robert Marks of Clear Spring, he hunted on public land in Washington County and took this year's biggest bear. On Tuesday, the 23rd, the bear weighed 487 pounds after being field dressed, 575 live weight. And we've been in touch with Robert. He's going to have that bear's skull measured after 60 days for the upcoming Maryland record book called Maryland's Finest, Under Bucks, Bears, and Stags. He will be at the top of the heap, probably pretty close to it. The bear had a 36-inch neck.
It was amazing.
And
the
a noggin
amazing.
Like a pumpkin. Little tiny short ears and a great big noggin. It's an amazing-looking deer. Bear, sorry. So,
yeah, you could get a nice bedspread out of that one.
Exactly. Exactly right.
I needed that last night. It was cold.
Yeah, you needed a bear rug. You're right. So there you go, Bruce. There's the numbers for you.
Appreciate you both. Thank you very much.
See you, man.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cynthia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Sorry about that. That was probably my fault, so.
Yeah, probably.
You sound like my wife. We're not married, are we, Cynthia?
Men just can't do it right, you know?
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I was going to say, I'm moving down to Virginia at the end of the year, maybe the first year, depending on my funds. We're moving to Narrows, Virginia.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I talked to my girlfriend, Judy, and she talks about how her husband goes out and shoots with a bow and all, you know, and always call your shooting Bambi, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because I'm not really a deer eater.
Right.
But if you don't tell me it's a deer, I'll eat it. But if you tell me it's a deer, I won't.
Let me tell you something.
It's a mental thing.
Sure. Well, Robin has the same problem with white-tailed deer. Now she'll sop up every bit of a sick of deer and, you know, lick the plate. But the white tail she has a little trouble with. I think it's a texture thing.
I don't know what it is. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I tried.
But she makes, I had a beautiful deer roast the other night. It was about a 2.5-pound roast, trimmed up beautifully. Robin put it in some nice seasoning on it and put it in an Instapot. And in, what, 50 minutes, that deer roast came out, and it was tender and succulent and fell apart. It was spectacular.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, being that she wasn't a hunter, when you two met, you know, was it by chance or?
We met online on farmersonly.com.
And my daughter's
serious.
Yep.
I was going to try that.
It's worth it, every bit of it. And my daughter gave me a hard time because I'm not the big outdoorsman. I love to fish, but I'm not a hunter. She goes, how are you going to get along with him? I said, we'll be like the TV show Green Acres. Do you remember Green Acres, where he was the one to be a farmer and she was all city girl? So it's worked out well.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I was thinking, if I win, I'm hoping I win. I'll just keep my prayers.
There you go.
On that I win. And you all have a happy holiday.
You too, Cynthia.
You too.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, are you going to have a turkey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have turkey. Yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah, I get to eat with Robin.
Turkey.
Cool.
Thank you, Cynthia. You have a wonderful day.
All right, you do the same. And God bless you all at the radio station, all doing a great job.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
See you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I'll be called back.
Okay, well, good luck.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yep.
I love John B., just so you know.
And Tom is sitting out there lobbing bombs this morning. He said that he's the one that called and said the phone number went out over the air. And now he says, I need to get a hand warmer on my button finger.
I like it. I didn't get to talk to him much because my mic was out.
Well, no, he's texting, so that's why I didn't talk to him.
No, he called, but when he called in, I didn't get a chance.
Camo Preacher said, your number did go out over the air. Don't worry, no one heard it because I stuck my fingers in my ears and went la, 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 la. We do have some great listeners.
I do. We do. I love it.
No question. And they get right into it. Nobody answered the question. Two people called in to answer the question about how many guns a man needs, and nobody answered it. Tom called, and he didn't answer the question. And Stan called, and he didn't answer it.
That's because they love talking to me.
That's correct.
I don't know why I'm in such a good mood this morning.
I have no idea. Don't know. Maybe because you went to your supplier last night and got some happy stuff. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Robin has got a new hobby. It's called wool felting.
Needle
felting. And she has become nearly an expert at it.
Oh, not even close, but I wish.
Well, you're pretty darn good. I mean, it was crochet for a while. And
but this is taking
over. If you would take and crochet yourself a blanket with all that wool, all that yarn that you don't have, you could keep the shed protected.
I think we're going to have a yarn sale.
I think a yarn sale is probably really good. So now it's wool, and it's wool felting, and it is very attractive. Robin has just become very talented. She's making snowmen and gnomes and
Christmas present. Everybody in my family, Christmas presents.
Yeah, exactly. She made a doll, a crocheted doll that looked like one of her nephews to give to her niece for her birthday. And he was a baseball player with the team colors and the whole deal, the jacket, the hat, and then a matching hat for her niece. It was pretty spectacular.
You're prejudiced, but I love it. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. Forget it. All right. Here's Tom is back with the answer to the question. How many guns does a man need, Tom?
Every time I buy a gun, Lynn asks me, how many guns do you need? I said, just one more than I have.
That is the correct answer.
That is the correct answer.
One more than I have. I only need one more.
Yep. Okay, ask her, how many pair of shoes do you need? She got way more shoes than I have guns.
I don't have that many shoes. Yarn and wool, I will admit to.
You got a ton of that, too.
How about rings?
A bunch of rings and bling and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for
the beauty of this is, Tom, okay, I'm way ahead on the gun thing because, you know, she said it was like every time you buy a gun, I get a piece of jewelry. Well, right now I'm pretty far ahead, actually. She owes me like two or three guns.
I wish I was.
My ex, every time I bought anything, a gun, a jet ski, a motorcycle, buy an animal. So, it's better than that.
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Don't forget about. Take care, guys.
All right, buddy.
See you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye. There we go. John in Catonsville. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fine, Alan. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was calling to answer the question. I see Tom beat me to it.
That's okay.
But the other thing for consideration is anytime you buy a gun, it's going to cost you twice as much because you have to buy something for your wife.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
That's a given, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
I like
it. It looks like everybody's got caught on to this question. I got the answer from John and Arnold and you and Tom.
You need another question.
I guess. And I'm sure Wesley's going to answer the same way. I think. I don't know. Maybe, you know, people have imaginations. Maybe they have something else going on there. All right, yep. John. Appreciate that.
Yep. You guys have a good day.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
you too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. So Clyde Sports Shop has lots of guns. And we got the deer season coming up, so I'm going to give you two choices for the deer season. One shotgun and one rifle. The AB3 bolt-action rifle is a kit gun. What I mean by that, it's a combo. It comes with the scope mounted from the factory. It's a beautiful Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope. It comes in 243, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm 08, 7mm Remington Magnum 300 Win Mag. So there's not much there that won't take down a deer, that's for sure. It's an outstanding gun. It comes with it's a bolt action, blued barrel in action, walnut stock. It comes in synthetic, too. 60, if you want, 60-degree throw, bolt-action, detachable double-stack magazine, factory-installed Nikon Buckmaster scope, as I mentioned, and all the calibers, and is extremely reasonably priced for a Browning. It is a Browning AB3 Hunter. If you're looking for a rifle, that's the one to talk about at Clyde Sports Shop. Then there's the BPS pump shotgun. For those of you who like the pump shotgun for deer hunting, it comes in 12 and 20 gauge rifle barrel deer models. Okay. And what the difference is between a deer model and a waterfowl model is, of course, the barrel. It's a rifle barrel and it has a place to mount a scope for you. Bottom ejection, which is nice. A DuraTouch armor coating, camo, Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity. And, it is a great shooting firearm from Browning. Clyde's has the full line of Browning guns. The X-Bolt, the Hell's Canyon, the A5, the Gold Light 10-gauge, the Maxis shotguns, the 725 Satori. All the Browning guns are available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. You know, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx, O-N-X, O-N. X to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, new and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. So whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. You waterfowl hunters, if you're successful today, Chesapeake Outdoors, right there at Route 50 East, exit 39B on Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island, they will pick your waterfowl for you. I mean, you pick the shot, they pick the shot out. It's Very nice arrangement. They'll breast them out. They'll pluck them. They'll do whatever you want done. If you want a whole goose for Thanksgiving, a whole duck, they do that. They breast them out, do whatever you want. And that is just one of their services, of course. They have a large selection of waterfowl calls, largest in the area, all major brands, decoy, steel shot, waterfowl gear, banded camo, boots, hips, and waders for any type of hunting. And that's all at Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, for you deer hunters, you know, the bow season is kicking in. It's the rut's here, so they've got all the compound bows. They've got Matthews. They're still selling out of the Hoyts. They've got the Barnett, Mission 10-point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Raven crossbows. Custom arrows and bow tuning and accessories. Pete will take care of that for you. Firearms by like Remington and Chiappa. Muzzleloaders by CVA and Thompson Center. They've just got everything. Don't they, Robin?
Yes, they do.
Chesapeake Outdoors is first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Great for Christmas.
I love just walking around in there.
Great for Christmas presents and everything else down there. Everything that they've got is just great. I mean, if you like scent control, if you like to put deer scent lures out, they've got that too. 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island.
They're rioting in Africa.
And now more from Alan Ellis on the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hurricanes in Florida. And Texas needs rain.
All right. Let's talk to Wesley in Westminster. Good morning, Wes. How you doing? You'll be the last call of the day. If anybody else calls in, we'll hold you over the next hour. Yeah, next call of the hour. Sorry. What's up there, Wes?
Oh, how you doing, Alan?
I'm good, man. Real quick.
You need me to answer the question, huh?
Yeah, that's all right.
Antler restrictions.
Yep. I'll get into that in the next hour.
Oh, great.
Okay.
I'm at work now, so I'll try and hear you if I can. It's hard to hear when I'm in the shop and the saws are working.
All right, buddy. We got to go. Thank you. Okay. See ya. Right.
Bye, Wes.
Bye-bye. All right, well, that's the end of the hour. Do we have any music going out, or are we done? We're done. No music. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe.
Stay safe.